This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. It's the time of year when you're harvesting your own garden or enjoying the bounty at the local farmers' markets. We continue our discussion about caring for your garden, and we'll talk about the summer foods you can enjoy fresh from the farmers' market. I'm joined by Campbell County Extension Agent for Horticulture David Kester, along with chef and owner of Napoleon Ridge Farm, Napoleon Grocery and Deli, Tricia Houston, and owner of Little Rock Farms and Vice President of the Campbell County Farmers Market Association, Stephanie Zink. You can join the conversation by calling 513-419-7100, email us, talk@wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. So what are you guys bringing to the farmer's market this time of year? Stephanie, let's start with you.
This time of year we find sweet corn, tomatoes.
So that's ready. I've been looking for it, and it's always gone. Okay.
Yeah, we just had our first picking last week. So that's just coming on. Tomatoes, green beans, peppers are starting to come in. You can still find lettuces. A couple of our vendors have lettuces still. Cucumbers. There's just a wide variety. Eggplants are starting. A couple of our guys have eggplants starting to come on. We can still do the baked goods and those kinds of things too. That that we're not taking necessarily from the garden. So those are, things are just really starting to hit for a lot of our guys.
Should start to be a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
to look
pretty
for.
Good variety right now.
Tricia, mm-hmm. Anything else you've got?
New potatoes. Garlic is just being picked and cured. Summer squash, zucchini. All the peppers, Anaheims, jalapenos, banana peppers, all of those, raspberries, blackberries. So there's a lot of things coming on right now, and we're starting to see it.
And how long are we going to see things like corn? How long are those things going to last? All tomatoes and all of it. Do they last through September, October? Or?
Corn usually till about Labor Day. It just depends on, again, the season, how things go. But usually around Labor Day, it starts to taper off for us. But everything else is kind of weather dependent. They can go pretty late into the year, especially with tomatoes. Just depends on how, again, everything's depends on the weather.
Right. The tomatoes determinate or indeterminate. Those determinants will stop at some point in time. But the indeterminates, like those million sweet cherry tomatoes, will keep right going until the frost takes them out.
So you got them going for a long time then. What kind of things do you encourage people to get just at the farmer's market, the best place to go, as opposed to planting them themselves, David?
Everything. Everybody loves to have tomatoes, and I think all of a sudden when people's backyard tomatoes come on, they're usually plentiful on the market. But some of our growers just do a super job, and the interesting thing that I think of is the NRCS is sponsoring a grant for high tunnels, and a lot of our growers have taken advantage of that. And a high tunnel is simply an unheated greenhouse, and they are using these to extend their growing seasons at both ends of the year. So we're getting earlier stuff, and we're also going to have produce really late into the season, which is kind of exciting.
So as we get all these things together, you talk about zucchini, and that's one of those very bountiful plants, for lack of a better word. And I think, I've made zucchini bread, and I've made zucchini muffins, and I've done baked zucchini. What else can you do with zucchini?
Oh, you can make slaws. You can grill it. You can, there's even a recipe for a zucchini jam.
Really?
And I Google it.
I did bread and butter zucchini pickles last week, so that you can do those. There's a whole
bunch. How does that taste different from a pickle made from cucumbers?
The texture is entirely different, but it's an absorbing vegetable, so it'll take those flavors from the mustard seed, turmeric, and the other things that go into the pickling process. So it's really wonderful, and it makes great condiments. You can you can make all types of condiments out of zucchini.
Yeah.
You can put them in bags and drop them off on your neighbor's doorsteps.
Right. Yeah, and that seems to have happened sometime. We have a question now from Lauren from Hebron. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm good. What's your question?
I just had a question about my garden vegetables, or my vegetable garden. How can I maintain the weeds that grow, that pop up throughout, especially with all this rain? I'm getting a lot of kind of the weeds and spot grass without using like chemicals.
You've been to my garden too, I think. It's I everybody has that right now because it's just been perfect weather for the weeds to grow, and it hasn't been perfect to get out there. But you know, what I always tell myself is I'm always amazed at how quickly I can make things look better by just going out there and pulling the weeds and adding a mulch down. There's no mulch. You can't put a mulch down until it's clean. But if you can just go out there and begin weeding, use maybe a scuffle hoe or something like that to chop the weeds off. And then once you get that down, put some newspapers down or some mulch down, an organic mulch, and it'll keep it in good shape for several weeks.
Thank you so much for your call.
Oh, thank you.
If you have a call, 513, or a question rather, 513-419-7100. As we talk about the farmers markets and all the things available there, I did have a person write in and say, Shelley wrote in and said, you know, I think it's great and I try to buy as much as I can from the farmers markets, but it costs a lot more. And it doesn't, you know, I can get eggs for a couple bucks at the grocery store and I'm paying $4.50 for eggs at the farmers market. Do you think that the costs are comparable in any way, or is it going to cost more?
I think it depends on what you're buying. When you were talking about meats and dairy products and things like, eggs, I think that the eggs at the store are artificially priced. And I say this as a person who raises chickens and does eggs. It takes 5 to 6 months before that hen lays one single egg. The carton costs me almost 50 cents. But when you're talking about these poultry farms where they have tens of thousands of chickens in a confined space, they're feeding them wheat middlings and other things that I don't feed my chickens. My chickens go outside and or have a pretty healthy diet. So it costs me as a small producer a lot more to get that product to you. So I have to charge you more.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the vegetables go, I think what people need to consider versus a grocery store is it's very fresh, you know, versus what they're going to get at the grocery store. It was picked that day or the day before. And so, you know, if I'm getting something, a fresher, better product, I'm usually willing to pay a little bit more for that. Plus, and our costs are a little bit higher. But I think it's worth the money when you compare them side by side. The taste is better, the quality is better. So I think, you know, typically people are usually willing to pay a little bit better price because it's a better product, I feel.
I always tell people to taste them. I have been a proponent of Trisha's and have bought her eggs for years, and there's a difference. There really is. I didn't think there would be, but there really is, and I enjoy those eggs. They have a much fresher, better taste, and the same thing with fresh vegetables.
This is Peter. He lives downtown. Peter, you have a question for David Kester?
Yes. I actually have 2.5 acres Amelia Village. And with that 2.5 acres and all the rainfall, there's a lot of grass. There's a lot of grass clipping. So I'm curious about how I can use those grass clippings as that compost. And if I'm able to keep if I'm able to cut it with something to keep a balance in my compost with the grass clipping.
Sure. Have you got the type of mower that will bag it for you? Okay, well then just continue to mow, collect those, and you can put those in, if you've got an area off to the side, go ahead and you don't want them directly, you don't want to collect them and place them directly under a tree because tree roots will kind of invade that area. But go ahead and begin putting them there, and in between mowings, put a top dressing of soil on top of those clippings, or if you can find it, a load of cow or horse manure on top of there, and begin to build it like you're layering lasagna, and continue to do that. And within a very short time, you're going to have some great compost and some great soil amendment.
Thanks for your call, Peter.
Oh, thank you very much.
We appreciate it. If you have a question, 513-419-7100. Jeff, you have a question?
Yes, I do. In my backyard, I have a ground ivy. I think some people call it Creeping Charlie. I hired a lawn service, and they were at it for a year and did not get rid of it. And if anything, it's come back stronger than ever now. So I was just wondering if there were any tips on how to get rid of this or what product I should use.
That's generally not too tough a one to get rid of with a chemical herbicide. I think if you went to a hardware store, you would find Creeping Charlie listed on the back of some of those products. One of the key things is to apply it when it's sunny, and then apply it when that chemical is going to adhere to the foliage for a good bit. And you should, with one or two applications, get control of it. The Creeping Charlie is one of those that grows at a very low level, so mowing it will not eradicate it. You know, usually if we can take a broadleaf and we continue to cut the foliage off of it, you'll starve it to death. Creeping Charlie is one of those that you can't do that with because it is so low to the ground.
Thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Don wants to know where to buy cow manure for your gardens. Are there farms around here where you can? Do you guys use cow manure in your gardens?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Where do you get it?
From our cows.
I know, from the cows. But if somebody wants to go buy it, do you guys sell it?
I do not sell it just because we usually use it all. So mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't
sell. You just look around for any place that's raising cows and, contact them and ask them, tell them you'd like to buy some of their cow manure, and they'll gratefully get it to you.
Stables will, if you look in the phone book, riding stables, they usually have it. And I have been a big buyer lately of Turfway. They are now composting a great bit of their horse manure waste, and they actually
Turfway Park.
Mm-hmm. OMRI certified. The only problem is it is not sold in bags, so you have to go with hopefully you have a pickup truck and you can get it that way, and
a
they will put a scoop of it in your truck for you.
How much do you need, for your average garden?
Boy, one scoop would be,
and
goes a long way.
And you just sprinkle it around?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. While holding mm-hmm. your nose, I'm
but,
sure.
But keeping in mind that you can't do this when you have actual plants in it.
Right.
So you do
right.
this before
sure.
you plant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's their product is OMRI certified, which is the Organic Materials Research Institute, and it's fully composted, and really you don't smell anything when you use their material.
All right. Next we go to Katie from Anderson. Hi, Katie.
Hi. My son just built a house, and he's having trouble with the grass coming in. And they put straw down on the lawn, and I was wondering, should he fertilize it?
I probably would. If it wasn't fertilized at planting. Really, this year should have been just a great year to seed lawns, because you haven't had to do any watering at all, and they should be doing really well. One of the key things with a new lawn is as soon as it needs to be cut, go ahead and cut it. That will strengthen the lawn tremendously. So don't let it go long. Cut it and continue to fertilize it a little bit right now, and I think you'll be fine.
Thanks. Have straw all over it?
People really have a tendency when they put straw down to way overdo it, and it should be enough straw. This year you wouldn't have needed straw at all because we had plenty of moisture, but sometimes that straw can actually suffocate and be a detriment to the new grass blades.
Thanks, Katie. We appreciate your call. Moving on to the whole idea of protecting your gardens, and I can't do this show without mentioning deer, because my hostas have become salad, and I have nice little, the flowers are still there, but the leaves are gone. To you farmers, what do you do? Do you just fence your areas in? How do you keep the deer out?
Knock on wood, we've been very fortunate. They pass through, but they don't stop to nibble so far.
Wow.
So, it hasn't been an issue for us. I think there's enough neighborhood dogs around that they don't linger.
Get a dog. That's the idea. Okay.
So we've been lucky. I've not had to deal with them at all.
Tricia?
We have fencing, but they do come over the fencing occasionally and will nibble on our tomatoes and take the tops off of them. But for me, I have enough that I can, if they nibble a top or two, it's okay. A lot of people use pots, aluminum pans, mm-hmm. waving in the wind, trash bags, plastic trash bags to make noise. Electric fencing might be another way to do it, a little solar fencing, mm-hmm. so that might help.
Question now, Tom from Delhi. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I've got this plant called Hotentea, and it is very invasive, and I have not been able to find a good way to get rid of it. Any thoughts on that?
Is it Hotunia?
It could be Houghtonia. Okay. I could be pronouncing it.
That's also called lizard's tail, interestingly enough.
Oh,
but okay. It is a ground cover. Does it have a really strong smell to it?
It's got a very strong one. My pugs have been in it. I can be sure of it.
I think it's awful. I really, you know, that stuff can be invasive. You got to remember, I'm on this panel with an organic gardener here, so I gotta temper my. But I would use Roundup, and I think you'd wipe it out pretty quickly.
Okay.
Thank.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks for your call. We appreciate it. What would you do, Tricia, if you didn't use Roundup?
You can use acetic acid, which is a high solution vinegar, and you use it the same way that you use Roundup. Is you're going to have to spray it on a sunny day to burn the plant, basically.
Yikes. But some of that stuff just needs to go away.
Acetic acid is vinegar.
Okay. Well, that's true. And I guess that would burn, I suppose.
If you have to have it in a high enough concentration, and I think at most hardware stores you can get it at a higher concentration.
One of the things we're hearing more about now, microgardens in small areas. What encouraging words do you have for folks that might want to build a microgarden if they live in an apartment or something like that?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What do you do? I mean, I've heard about potatoes in buckets, what do you suggest?
There's vertical gardening where you can take a pallet and swing a pallet up next to your house and tack little jars or a gutter onto it and plant lettuces vertically. You can grow a lot of food in a very small space.
You know, Marianne, you guys are not getting any younger, and as you age, you're going to have to.
Just like you.
I know. So you're going to have to. A lot of people really like those raised beds and getting those containers up in the air. And if you want to continue gardening, that is a wonderful way to be able to do it. So,
is it difficult to water?
No.
Mm-mm.
Really?
No, it's easy.
Wow. Well, we'll have to check that out. So just plant what you want, and most of that stuff will grow, and you can take care of your own food needs that way,
yeah,
to some extent.
Yeah.
Also got an email from someone who says, we were talking about zucchini earlier, and suggests zucchini pancakes. So I guess that's an option too. Mm-hmm. Any other last words of wisdom as people are getting through the rest of the gardening season?
Support your local farmer's market. Absolutely.
yes. Where are you guys located, just in case people are looking?
I'm at the Friendly Market, the Farmers Pavilion at the Friendly Market on Thursdays, and Covington Farmers Market on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm. And then our association sets up on Tuesday afternoons at the right behind the Extension office in Cold Spring, on Friday afternoons at the Southern Lanes Bowling Alley, and on Saturday mornings and on Mama Street in Newport. And we should say we have links to all sorts of lists of other farmers markets in the area. Thanks so much for joining me. I've been talking with Campbell County Extension agent for horticulture, David Kester, chef and owner of Napoleon Ridge Farm, Napoleon Grocery and Deli, Tricia Houston, and owner of Little Rock Farms and vice president of the Campbell County Farmers Market Association, Stephanie Zink. Cincinnati Edition is produced by Pete Reitmeier. Today's technical director was Bruce Ellis. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.